Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Welcome back.
So good.
17 so Till, good. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us, the late great Godfather of Soul, James Brown. As long as I'm on the doing my show, we're gonna be hearing from him. 17 Till, I think I said that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I may have said that. You knew that, though, didn't you? I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ulala Njinga is our guest, our good friend, award-winning CEO, outstanding marketing organization that she's running over there in the great state of North Carolina. Ulala, thanks again for joining us. I need your website, please.
Absolutely. Where I work is yellowwoodgroup.com, and where I play is olala.com. You can check out some
O-L-A-L-A-H.
Yes.
And so check that out. Ulala, you've been tracking some legislation for small business.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give us a report on some of that?
Oh, absolutely. There's a couple things, actually. They're a little bit of a thorn in my side. They're bills. They're not laws, but they're things that I think small business owners need to keep their eye on. One of them is a bill to change the cap of how we pay salaried employees. And so if we raise that cap, then to most small business owners, that will mean that we've enjoyed being able to pay certain types of employees a flat salary without having to be bothered with overtime. And if that number changes, that means that we will have a tracking issue. We will have to pay out certain types of employees overtime, and we'll have to track that. And it really, really, really bothers me, because I think we already have issues for small businesses being able to attract and retain really good talent.
I may surprise you about this one, Ulala.
Okay.
Now, I'm trying to remember the number, but what the point of this, I understand this, is that for under, was it under 30,000? What was 29.5? I've forgotten the number.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Something like that. If you pay them that much, at least that much, that you can make them a manager.
Right.
And not an hourly employee. They can be salaried, not hourly, I should say.
Right.
And not have to pay them overtime, right?
Right.
I think it's even lower than 29. I've forgotten the number.
If I do the quick math, it's just right over, I think it's 28,000 something.
Something, okay.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. But they want to raise that, right, so that you have to pay them more if you're going to put them on salary.
That is correct.
Okay.
It's just under $50,000.
I have to be honest with you. I don't think anybody should be able to put somebody on salary at that level and then work them 60 hours.
Okay.
See what I mean?
I don't think that's right either.
And so this is one proposal.
Right, proposal.
That I don't know all of it. There may be something sinister in it that I don't know. But I think if you're going to make somebody salaried where you could have to work them 50 hours as long as they work for you, it ought to cost you a little bit more than that.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
I'm certainly open to both sides of the argument.
What do you think?
Well, what I feel bad for is I feel bad for, like, small business retailers. You know, if you own a flower shop, 50 hours in a flower shop is very different work than 50 hours on a hog farm.
Right.
Okay? So I think there's some gray area that needs to be explored, and I would be open to seeing that bill reorganized to include very specific categories.
But it's not just for small companies either, is it, though?
It isn't.
I know a large regional company.
Uh-huh.
That abuses their managers like crazy.
Okay.
They don't pay them a lot of money, and they work them and they almost don't have a life of their own.
That's a shame.
And they get away with that, see?
And they get away with it because they're a large company. Mm. I mean, I think
they get away with it because of this rule about the 28,000 or whatever.
Or whatever.
And and they have no soul. This company has no soul. They abuse their workers.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I think the nugget here is that small business owners are not talking about it. They don't even know that it's a proposed bill. They don't know who to talk to about it. And we need to get some conversation elevated around it. So those are little things that I track.
I haven't heard much of, but I haven't heard much about this lately. I reported on this probably, I don't know, 6 months ago, 4 months ago, something like that. And I haven't heard much about it since then.
And I haven't either. And that always scares me when you don't hear something from the White House.
Well, this is one of those things that gets stuck onto a bigger bill as a throwdown.
And that's what I'm really concerned about, is that it will be attached to something that has nothing to do with it. And so it's really a shame, because I think there's some conversation that we can explore around it. And I did find out those numbers from you. We're both wrong. It's $23,000.
I thought it was lower than that. No, that's I remember thinking that it was maybe it was closer than 23, because you got to admit, you shouldn't be able to put somebody on salary at $24,000.
Exactly.
And work them 50 hours. That's just not right.
That's not right. Absolutely.
And that's the reason why, on its face, I don't have a problem with that with raising that. Now, if they want to raise it to $35,000 a year, that's a little bit different.
That's a little bit different.
Especially if they have the. Now, here's another thing. If it's $23,000 and they're on salary, but they have a bonus opportunity.
Okay.
That's a different story.
Absolutely, and this is that conversation. But the jump from $23,660 to $50,440,
that's too far.
That's going to kill
small
business.
That's too far.
Way too far.
And that's the government mucking around in our pay scales.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
I do think we all have to agree $23,000 is too low.
It's too low
to
give someone that level of responsibility.
Right.
I mean, I think about
and not
it that
pay
way.
Them, and not pay them for it.
Absolutely.
The yellowwoodgroup.com and olala.com is their websites. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.